Okay, we are up to Perek. Perek Chaf Hey. Perek Chaf Hey Pasik Ches. Perek Chaf Hey Pasik Ches. L'chein, these psukim go very quickly. Okay, and until the end of the Perek. L'chein, therefore, Koyama Hashem Tzavakos. Again, this is a warning. Remember yesterday's a Hakdama. Hear me speaking to Klal. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. It's Michael. Now it's Sonic. I'm sorry. It's Michael. I got it. Hear me speaking. Hear me speaking to Klal Yisrael. Speaking to Klal Yisrael in the 13th year. I'm sorry, in the fourth year of Yehoyakim, which was the 23rd year of his prophecy, to review some of the numbers. Everything is all about numbers in Yadus. Yirmiyah was a Navi for 40 years. Yirmiyah, Yoshio was a king for 31 years. Yirmiyah began to give over prophecy in the 13th year of Yoshiyahu, that's correct. No. Okay, one more time. Yirmiyahu was Navi for 40 years. Yoshiyahu was the king for 31 years. Yehoyakim was the king for 11 years. Yirmiyahu began to deliver prophecy to Klal Yisrael in the 13th year of Yoshiyahu. Therefore, from the 13th year of Yoshiyahu until the 31st year of Yoshiyahu is 19 years. And then Yehoyakim was king for 11 years, and these pasukim are taking place in the fourth year of the reign of Yehoyakim, which was the year when Nebuchadnezzar became Melech. Nebuchadnezzar took over the Malchus, and that means it was the 23rd year of Yirmiyahu's career. Of his career, 19 plus 4. So we learned yesterday, it's just a general hakdama, and now he gets down to the real heavy meat, the real heavy message in his nevuah pasuk yitzah pasuk ches. Lochein, therefore, ko yomar Hashem tzvakos, so says Hashem, yan because Hashem lo shematem esdevar, you did not listen to my words. Pasuk tes, hineni, shaleach, I will send. I will send forth all of the families of the north, Nu Hashem, v'yis nevuchad retzar, melech bavel, avdi, my servant, v'havi oisim al ha'aretz azos, I will inspire them to ascend to this land, to attack Eretz Yisrael, v'al yoshveho, v'al kol hagoyim ho'ele, and upon all of these nations, saviv, not only will nevuchad retzar, call him with a resh, will he attack Yerushalayim? He will attack all of the entire region, all of the surrounding lands, Amon, Moav, Mitzrayim, Tzor, Tzidon, all of the surrounding nations that surround the Eretz Yisrael will also be attacked by Nebuchadrezzar and the Mishpachos Tzofon. Okay, these two different groups, Aval HaGoyim HaIlah HaSarev VeHacharamtim, and I shall destroy them. In other words, all of the nations that surround the Eretz Yisrael will be destroyed through the brute force of Nebuchadrezzar and the Mishpachos Tzofon. V'samtim l'shama, I will make them desolate. V'lishreika, a whistling, a source of whistling. When the person comes, what? Hissing. When someone comes across these nations and sees what happened to them, they're going to whistle in shock. U'l'charvay so'elam, and an eternal churbin. Meaning that these nations will never be rebuilt to the degree that they existed in ancient times. Pasuk, now before you go further, I'll make one point before you say Parshim, is that over here we were describing that there are going to be two different groups that are going to ascend and attack Eretz Yisrael, the Yoshveha, and all of the surrounding nations. And these two groups are Nebuchadrezzar, the king of Babel, and here we have another expression, the Mishpachos Tzofon, the families of the north. Now notice here, it does not make any mention of the Kastim. Okay, the Kastim, normally, more often than now, we have Bavel and the Kastim grouped together. Because we do know that in ancient times, even though for most of us, the two are interchangeable, the Kastim and the Babylonians are one and the same. The truth is, they're not. The truth is, they were two different groups. They obviously were related, they shared power, but it's much more complex than just being called one nation with two different names. Yeah, I do not know the details, but I just do know is that they were two different states which were very much integrated with one another. It's similar to like Paras u'Modai. Paras u'Modai, Modai, they had an alliance between the two, and they originally, their goal was to share power. Each election, they would alternate. Each cycle, and when a king would die, the plan would be that the next king would come from the other nation.
That
never works, right? It didn't work then either, because after Paras, Modai was the first king. Modai was the one that conquered Nebuchadnezzar, and then it went to Paras. And Paras, after the death of the first king of Paras, was supposed to go back to Modai, but it never went back. Obviously, once you have power, it's almost impossible to release power.
Never, exactly.
But over here, it seems that in Bavel and in the Kastim, there also was some attempt. I don't know all the details, but the two of them go together. Now, notice in this pasuk, it does not make mention of the Kastim, but instead it makes mention of the Mishpuchos Safon. And that is a very interesting description of a nation, because Chazal indeed tell us that nations, then the time of Mashiach, will no longer be called nations. In the time of Mashiach, all of the nations will be called Mishpuchos. Because what makes a group of people a nation? When they have a mission. You have a common goal. But when you have no common goal, you have nothing to offer. You there's nothing unique to offer. You're nothing more than a clan.
Yeah, I mean, you see that today with every Arab country. The idea of a nation is an artifact. They're really boiled down to clans and tribes.
Exactly.
And
a tribe.
So they're always unstable.
Okay, so that's exactly what's happening over here. Is they're called over here the Mishpachos. They're not called over here as by a term, a nation, just a bunch of tribes. Okay, let's go to Pasuk Yud. Ve'havadati mehem. Now here's a very frightening pasuk, that when this event happens, when Nebuchadnezzar and his associates ascend upon the region, ve'havadati mehem, Hashem will destroy from them kol sasayim v'kol simcha. Kol chasan v'kol kala, four different sounds of joy, sasan, simcha, chasan, and kala. And then it says, kol rechayim v'or ner, the sound of the mill and the light of the candle. Which means there will be, we'll see within the first, what it means over here, but basically means there's not going to be any celebration, there's not going to be any food. When you make a celebration, ever pass the kitchen in a wedding hall, and you go to a wedding, there's always this unique sound you hear. How do you describe it? The dishes are clinging, clang. What's the if you go to a wedding,
yeah,
and you pass the kitchen, and the door happens to open up while the waiter is coming out. There is a distinct sound that comes from the kitchen. There's a sound. There's a sound of all of the rushing of people moving around to prepare the dishes and to get everyone served. So that's really what it means here, the kol rechayim, the orner. The kol rechayim is there's not going to be heard the sound of the mill preparing the food for the celebration. We'll see more in the commentators in a few moments. Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'hayisa kol aretz hazos l'charba. Now we have a couple of expressions. This entire land will be for destruction, l'shama, for desolation. V'yavdu ha'goyim ho'eles melech Bavel, and all of these nations that are in the region of Eretz Yisrael will become slaves, servants to Bavel for how many years? For Shiv Mshana, for 70 years. So this is one of the psukim. There are a number of psukim in Sefer Malachim, Sefer Yirmiyah, which make it very, very clear that Bavel will, the Malchus of Bavel will last for exactly 70 years. Pasuk Yud Beis. V'haya kimlois shiv mshana, and then it will be when 70 years come to an end, efkoid al melch Bavel, I will then visit punishment upon the king of Bavel, v'yal ha'goy ha'hunum Hashem, and upon that nation. So this is on the king of Bavel and the nation. Es avoinam, their sin, the sin of destroying the Beis HaMikdash. Bavel had a special place in Hashem's heart because they were the ones who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. And even though Klal Yisrael deserved that the Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed, but it did not have to be Bavel who did the dirty work. Bavel, they jumped at the opportunity. This is the same exact concept we have when it comes to Mitzrayim. Why did Mitzrayim on the day suffer so greatly when there was a gzera of Avodum, the Inui Oysam Arba Meoshana? So the answer, there are two popular answers, and the same two popular answers that I give for Mitzrayim apply to Bavel. Mitzrayim did not need to be the one who fulfilled the gzera. Any nation could have been the one that fulfilled the gzera. And number two, even if they did want to fulfill the gzera, they did not have to overdo it. Mitzrayim chose to be the ones who would inflict harm upon Klal Yisrael, Va'avodon, the Inu Yisrael, Arba Yoshana, and they did it with a simcha. They did it l'shma. They did it and they overdid it. They did more than they did. They put upon Klal Yisrael Avoidas Perach. And the same thing is true for Bavel. Bavel did not need to be the one that would be, do this. It could have been any other nation that would be the instrument in bringing down the Beis HaMikdash. They chose to do it, and they did it with a zeal. What?
Extreme cruelty.
Extreme cruelty. And therefore Hashem says, I will visit upon them, Bavel, the king of Bavel, V'alagoy ha'hunum Hashem es avaynam v'al eretz kastim. So here take note, for the first time in this section, we're mentioning not just the mishpechois, Hatzofain. We're now mentioning also the Kastim. V'savti oisa lishimimois oilam, I will make Bavel into utter desolation. It's very frightening. Look at today, Bavel, Iraq today. What goes on in Iraq today? It's a mamisha, a churban. It's a churban they can't kick out of. Every other day in the news, even today, you always hear about suicide bombings. And that is the ancient, Bavel. Iraq, and look what's going on there. And in our lifetime, the horrors that exist in that country. Next, the Hevesias ala Oretz Hahi is called Divarai. I will bring upon that land all of the words Asher Dibarti Oleha that I said would come upon them. Eis kol hakosuv basefer hazeh asher nibo Yirmiyahu al kol hagoyim. All of the words of prophecy which Yirmiyahu prophesies concerning them, concerning asher nibo Yirmiyahu upon all the nations. Now this really refers to Perek Nun. Perek Nun later on in the Sefer is where it's going to elaborate upon this all of the things that will come upon Bavel. Period. Ki avdu vam gam hema goyim rabim, for they will serve avdu bam gam hema goyim rabim umulachim gedolim, many nations and great kings will enslave them. Okay, so there are going to be many nations and umulachim gedolim will turn them into their slaves. Bishilamti lohem kifa olam, Hashem says, I will pay them for their evil deeds uchemaseh yideihem, and for their handiwork. The day of reckoning will come to Bavel. And you know, you could probably say that even in the 20th century, in the 21st century, part of this prophecy has been fulfilled in front of our eyes, how many nations have, think of the coalition, all the nations that came together to attack Iraq. So are you not going to say that this is a token, this is a partial fulfillment of what it says over here in this pasuk? It didn't just happen in the time, 70 years after the Chum Beis HaMikdash. It's an ongoing prophecy where bits and pieces of the prophecy are being fulfilled even in our time. Okay, now let's take a look at all these psukim inside very quickly, starting with pasuk Ches in the Mitzudos David. The Mitzudos started, there is no Pasik Ches, but there is a Pasik Tes. Hirni Sholeach. Hashem says, Rutzoyne Leimar, O'ir Libois Akum Shoinois Mip'as Tzofon. In Pasik Tes, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to send the families of the north. So this just means Hashem will inspire various families from the north to ascend upon Eretz Yisrael and upon the surrounding nations. Ritzon Olam Avdi, I'm going to send Nevuchad Retzar, my servant. Why is Nevuchad Retzar given this honorific title as being Hashem's servant? Ritzon Olam Ar, Oiseh Shiluchu Shelichusi B'Davar Zeh. He is serving as my agent to bring about this Churban. He's my instrument. Saviv Hayoshvim Svivois Eretz Yisrael, he will ascend and not only attack Eretz Yisrael, he will attack all of the nations. Now this is a fulfillment of what Chazal tell us, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Peronis al Yisrael, he does not allow a lowly nation to bring upon them suffering. He allows that nation to rise to prominence, and to control the entire world, and only then do they have power to harm Klal Yisrael. So no one should say that Hashem punished his nation, Klal Yisrael, in the hands of a nothing, of a nation that is a total nothing. It's not a kavod for Klal Yisrael that they should suffer in the hands of a nation that has no stature, no status on the world stage. And therefore, part of the punishment of Klal Yisrael was that first Nebuchadnezzar would conquer all of the surrounding nations, which include Ashur, Mitzrayim, Amon, Moav, Edom, and then Nebuchadnezzar, once he is recognized as being the world superpower, then he will have Shlita to bring Korban to Klal Yisrael. Ve'hacharamtim es kulam acherim, all of the other ones, all of the other nations, the surrounding nations will be obliterated. Va'asimem l'timhoin, I will make them into a state of bewilderment. V'liyois sharkin, they will whistle, people who pass by will hiss, aleihem. The adzman rav yiyu charevim, and when it says olam amin, it's going to be this state of destruction will last for a very long time. Pasuk yud vehavadati return olamar lo yishma ud kol shoson, no longer will there be hear the sound of simcha, kol chasan, kol simchas chasan, the kol rechayim migoydel hara lo yimtzu tevua litchoin barichayim. There is going to be famine, going to be starvation. You will not hear the sound of the millstone grinding grain. The or haner, there will be no longer illumination. Bicheshrein hashemen yeshvu boafela, due to the lack of oil, people will sit in darkness. Pasuk yud aleph hagoyim oila. What? I mean these last two. Yeah. According to the Mitzudos, they're separate. First, there's going to be no celebration, and then there's going to be famine. There's not going to be light. Rashi is going to say different, so we'll see that soon. Okay, next, Pasuk Yud Beis Kimlois. It will be Kimlois. This will last for 70 years. Nebuchadnezzar will have power. Kasher Yeh Nishlam Shivim Shana Efkoid Izkar Aleihem Avoinam, I will remember their sin. V'al hagoy hahu zeh bovel. Pasuk yud gimel. B'mispar hazeh, b'sefer hazeh, b'soif hasefer. It says exactly what's going to happen to Bovel at the end of 70 years. Yirmi, that was one of his prophecies. Al kol hagoyim shehem yavov yachrivus Bovel ad ha'yisoy ba. The other nations will attack and destroy Bovel until there's nothing left of Bovel. The foundation will be destroyed. Who's going to be the one that destroys Edom, Rome? The one that's going to take over, the next power is going to be from Bovel. After Bovel, Yavon.
After Bovel is Paras.
You're right, I'm all confused. Paras, really Modai. Really it's Modai. Modai, then Paras, then Yavon, and then Edom. Correct. Pasuk Yudalid says what's going to happen. Ovar, B'mokayim osit. Now he just making his, over here the Mitzudos is making a important grammatical point. It says ki ovdu vam. Ovdu is in the past tense. These events did not yet happen. Why then is it written in the past tense? So the Mitzudos Tavit answers ovdu b'ovar b'mokayim osit rotzolaymar ye'avdu b'bovel. Nations will enslave, will force the people living in Bovel to become their slaves. Gam Hema, Rotso Leimar, Kemo Ovat Bovel Acherim. What's the Gam? Just like Bovel enslaved other nations, now the tables are turned and Bovel will be enslaved by these nations. Kain Gam Hema Ya'avdu Bom, so too they will be enslaved by them. The Choyze Mefarish Goyim Rabim Hem Ya'avodu B'Bovel, great nations, or many nations, will enslave the people of Babel, Lohem Libnei Babel. Okay, that concludes the Mitzudos. Let's see the few short Rashis. Pasuk, we're up to Pasuk Ches, so we'll start from Pasuk Yud. No longer will there be heard Kol Sosin, Kol Simon, Kol Chosin, Kol Kalu, Kol Rechayim, and the Or Haner. So here he says, Kol Rechayim Simon Hu Lesudas Bris Mila. Al Shem Shetoychanim V'Shoychakim Lois Samemonim L'Refua. This is a form of Simcha. You're not going to hear the Kol Sosin, the Kol Simon, Kol Chosin, Kol Kalu. What comes after a wedding? What's the next wedding? The baby is born. And the baby have a bris. And what do you do by the bris? You have to go and prepare the ingredients, the refuah, the medicine to heal the baby from the surgical procedure. And you need to use a rechayim, a mill. And what's the R? R ner, simen mishteh. At a suda, it is customary to light candles. You ever go to a bris, many times by a bris, they light candles at a bris, in the shul where the bris is done, it's brought down that it should be done. And so too, when you go to a chasna, it's a custom, it's a minute that you're supposed to light candles at a su'udas mitzvah. There is such an inyan, and you see this over here, this is a very important source for this custom. And this is what it says in Rashi, Simon Mishteh Kein Shaninu Bis Sanhedrin. Now, I just want to take note that according to Rashi, what is very interesting is that Rashi is learning this pasuk in reference to Klal Yisrael. Because if you go back to the pasuk was seemingly this pasuk is not being referenced, is not being directed specifically to Klal Yisrael. This pasuk seemingly is being directed to the Umos, to all of the surrounding nations. If you go back to pasuk test, just read the pasuk test again. Hidden Ishlech, I'm going to send. Velakhti is called Mishpachos Safon, Numa Shem, Yes, Nuvukhadretzai, Mel Babel Avdi, Vahavi Oisim Al Horetz Hazos. Okay, that's Eretz Yisrael, Vial Yoshvecha. But then it goes on to say, who else will Nuvukhadretzai and the Mishpachos Safon come upon? The Al Kol Hagoyim Ho'eva, all of the surrounding nations. Saviv, Vehacharam Tim, and he will destroy them. Vissamtim l'shama. Seemingly, when it says now v'hacharamtim, vissamtim l'shama v'lishreika ulurchorvois oylam, is referring not to Yerushalayim. Maybe that also, but certainly it follows the goyim ho'ela saviv. It's certainly the emphasis is that the churban is going to come upon the nations that surround Eretz Yisrael, Mitzrayim. What? Oh, right, that will explain there's going to be famine. And then when it says in the next pasuk, Yud ve'havadati mehem, seemingly that is the continuation, that from the Umos Ha'olam, they will no longer have what to celebrate. They will be obliterated. They will not have marriages. There will be no sasim, kol sasim, simchas mekala. And then they will suffer famine, and they will not have electricity. They will sit in the darkness. But Rashi says, no, this pasuk clearly is a reference to Klal Yisrael, because by the Umos Ha'olam, there is no such thing as a Su'udas Mitzvah, and there's no such thing as Bris Milah. So you see from Rashi's interpretation that he's explaining that the subject of this pasuk is Klal Yisrael and not the Umos Ha'olam. Rashi is learning the Kol Rechayim. Right. So that's where Rashi seems to be how to understand the pasuk in this way. Pasuk Yud Gimel Eskol Hakosuv Al Bavel B'Sefer Hazeh B'Soifai. Now I'm going to bring upon Bavel after 70 years are over. I'm going to bring upon Bavel. They're going to get their day of reckoning. Will come for destroying the Beis Hamikdash, for causing all the cruelty that they have done to Klal Yisrael. Where does it say what will happen to them? That can be found in Perek Nun of Sefer Yirmiyah. Pasuk Yudalid, Ki Avdu Bam, and then after 70 years, Bavel will become slaves. Avdu Bam, Kmo Ki Avdu Bam, Bibnei Bavel, like it says, as if it says, they will enslave amongst the people of Bavel. Yavdu Bam, Bibnei Bavel. The other nations will enslave the citizens of Bavel to in their servitude. Gam hema goyim rabim, other nations. Okay, who are the other nations? Modai uparas goyim rabim, the nations that will conquer Babel, as you said in Michal, you said before, will be modai uparas. They are going to be the conquering nations. Okay, now we do the Radak. Radak, going back to Pasik Tes. Eskol mishpechois hatzafayim ulemaila bitchilas sefer amal lechol mishpechois mamlechois safona. It says the same expression in Perek Aleph. V'sham perashnu ki mishpechois omer al ha'am. The word mishpechois is a term of description to the people. Umamlechois omer al roshei hamamlechois. This is the nobility. The nobility. And because it says each man will put his throne, zecher sham mam lechos, and that pasuk back there in Perek Aleph, when it says there the throne, a kisei is a reference to malchus. Okay, but the point over here is that when it's literally the word mishpachos, mishpachos refers to the inhabitants, the citizens. They will ascend, plus the nobility, the kings will also ascend. The El Nevuchad Netzar. Notice that the Dibur Hamaskil of the Radak is a Dalit, not Nevuchad Retzar, but Nevuchad. I don't have a Resh, I just Nevuchad, I have a Nun. Notice that it's a Nun, not a Resh. Is that what you have in your edition?
Yes.
Okay. What does that mean? Does that mean that it's a tos hadfus? Or does that mean it means he had a different mesora in what it said in the pasuk? Mm-hmm. I do not know. Next, the El Shaleach Lo El Velokachti Oye the El B'mokoim the S. Okay, the word the El means S. I don't know how to translate all these words, but basically what it means over here is that just like you have Al, Al turns into an El, so to hear when it says I'm going to send the El Nevuchad Retzar should be translated as if it says the S Nevuchad Netzar. The El and the S sometimes can be interchanged in what it means. Kamo Asapra El Chok Hashem, it means there Asapra S. I will discuss the laws of Hashem. So El can be translated as if it said S. By another example, he gives Vayirdifu El Midyan. It means Vayirdifu, they pursued S Midyan. Okay, the Alkol Hagoyim Oela Hasmuchim L'Eres Yisrael. Ho'ela refers to all of the nations that are in the vicinity of Eretz Yisrael. Ho'ela Al Hagoyim Sha'asid L'Zachar M'Samach. Ha'ela refers to the nations that are going to be specified in the next section, which will come to very, very soon. B'samach b'parashas kos yayin achem, we're going to come over here to the one of the four cups of poison that is going to be given to drink to the nations of the world. Pasuk yud kol rechayim v'ar. So what does this refer to? Kol rechayim shetoychanim tavlin l'su'udas simcha. You use a mill to grind up spices for a meal of joy. He does not say a bris milah, does not say a sudas mitzvah. It seems Radak is learning like the parish of the mitzudos that we're dealing here with the umos ha'olam, and it will come to an end for them any form of joy. V'chein madlikin neros rabos bebeis hamishta, you light many candles in a place where you have a celebration. V'yonis santir game called simin d'mishabchin b'nehor butzin, the sound. Okay, I don't know what this means. And Nehar. I don't know what these words mean. Butzin, the light of Butzin. Pasuk Yudbeis. Kimlois Shivim Shana, Kinevuchad Netzar Molach Mem He Shana. Nevuchadnezzar was king for 45 years. And his son, how do we know that Nebuchadnezzar was the king for 45 years? Shaharei Evil Merodach Bino, his son Evil Merodach Molach, B'shnas lamed vav l'golos ha-melech Yehoyachin. He ruled in the 36th year of the golos of Yehoyachin. Yehoyachin went into golos 11 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So that means, k'mo shekotav b'seif ha-melachim, b'seif ha-seif ha-zeh, v'Yehoyachin golo b'shnas ches l'nevuchad netzar. And Yehoyachin went into golos in the 8th year of Nevuchad netzar. So when we add 36 plus 8, all of these things are documented in the Sefer Melachim. He went into Golus in the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar, and he ruled and he took over the 30 and he took over in the 36th year of Yehoyachin. Hare Memhe, that is a total of 45. So that means Nebuchadnezzar ruled for 45 years. How long did Evel Merodach rule? The Evel Merodach Molach Chof Gimel Shana. V'heich Yodanu Zeh. How do we know that he ruled for 23 years? Shari Matzin L'Bal Shetzar Bino. The third and last king of Bavel was Bal Shetzar. Molach Gimel Shanim, he ruled for 3 years. So Nish'aru Chof Gimel Bein Tayim. So we have, if the Pasuk tells us it was 70 years, and we have 45 of Nebuchadnezzar, and we have another 3 for 48, because we know for a fact that Belshazzar ruled for 3 years. So 70 minus 48, now it's not going to be 48, it's going to be really 47, because we're going to swallow up, to, it's not really, when we say it was 3 years, it's not a complete year, it's a partial year. So really it's more like 2 years. So it's 45, 46, and 47. 70 minus 47 is 23. V'ashalosh l'shalmu lo l'bal shetzar. He was not a full 3 years. Ki b'shona hashlish shisner. He was killed in the beginning of the 3rd year. Harei memhei v'chav gimel. Harei samaches 68. U'shtayim l'bal shetzar. And 2 and a fraction l'bal shetzar. Harei ayin. L'fich omar kimlos. When it was finished, ki shleimim hayu lohem ayin shana ki loymeis balshetzer ad shnas shlishes lo. He did not die until it was the 3rd year, until the beginning of his 3rd year. So it comes out that Bavel lasted for exactly 70 years. 3 kings: Nebuchadnezzar, Evel Merodach, Balshetzar. That's when the dream on the wall is. That's when they saw the handwriting on the wall. On that night he died, and that's the night when he was killed and executed. That was the night when Modai, the Malchus of Modai, was ushered in. Who was the king before Nebuchadnezzar? He wasn't really a king. It was just some type of rogue state, and that was Biladon, Merodach Biladon. Baladan. Merodach Baladan was either the father or the grandfather of Nebuchadnezzar. So you have Merodach, the entire Yichus of Babel was, first came Merodach Baladan, and then came Nebuchadnezzar, then comes Evel Merodach, and then comes Belshazzar, and that is the end. The 70 years only begin from Nebuchadnezzar, because until that point in time, even though there was Merodach Baladan, he was not considered a king, his Malchus was not considered legitimate in the world stage. Therefore, it only begins with the beginning of Nebuchadnezzar. L'shinemois oylam, shame mikubot. This is a grammatical term. A shame mikubot, a noun. I think it means an adjective. Mikubot min shemama. It comes from the word shemama, desolation. And it's attached to the word olam. The word is not an independent word. The word is only read together with the word olam. L'shem emois olam. Pasuk yud gimel es kol hakosav b'sefer hazeh im kol hakosav kolaymar avi al eretz babel es kol zeh adavar k'mosh avi al kol hagoyim kol hakosav b'sefer hazeh asher nibi yirmiyahu. I'm going to bring upon them everything that is written in the sefer. Pasuk gedalud ki avdu bam gam heima avdu avar. The word avdu is in the past tense. B'makayim osid, amar hi amar ya'avdu b'kazdim, gam heimo k'mosh avdu heim b'chol ha'goyim. The other nations will enslave the kazdim, just like the kazdim enslave the other nations. Gam heimo k'mosh avdu heim b'chol ha'goyim. Kein ya'avdu bohem, goyim rabim, molochim gedoylim. so too many great nations will enslave the Kastim. Who are the other nations that will enslave the Kastim? The Haim, Malchei, Modai, Uparas. Okay, now we go to the next section. Pasuk Tes Vav. Koyaki, Koyam Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Eli, so did Hashem say to me, Kach. Now this is a new section, which is very interesting. This is one of the four times in Tanakh where we learn about a special cup of wine. A cup of wine that's going to be given to drink to the nations of the world as a poison, as a way to cause them to lose their sanity as punishment for what they have done to Klal Yisrael. So it's scattered throughout Tanakh. One is over here, one is in Tehillim. I have it over here in my spag. I'll maybe look in a moment, but there are four psukim which describe four different kaisas. And these four kaisas, according to Chazal, is one of the many reasons why on the night of Pesach we drink four cups of wine. Besides the most famous, the Otsesi, the Itzalti, the Gaalti, the Lokachti, we drink four cups of wine of redemption, corresponding to the four cups of poison that will be given to the nations of the world to drink as punishment for the harm and suffering and cruelty that they brought upon Klal Yisrael. The Gra says the reason why when we say Vihish, when we say when we read the ten Makos, Dam, Tzvardea, Kinim, Orav, Dever, Shchin, Lchulu, and Datzach, Hadash, V'achav, and Oshan, the Simros Oshan, we take with our pinky or one of our fingers wine out of the cup and we spill it on the side, it also corresponds, it alludes to the cup of wine that is, those drops that we're pulling out of the cup is going to be given, going to combine symbolically for the Umos Olam, for them to drink at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees fit. So when you go and you put your finger, what? Shaltar Ela of poison. So when you go and you put your pinky into the cup and you pull out some wine, that little wine that you take out will be delivered, will be deposited in the Kois Shaltar Ela, in the cup of poison that will be given to the Umos Sa'olam to drink. There will be four of them. So you take out a lot of wine. Make sure when you put your pinky in there. This pasuk. There are four psukim in Tanakh that mention this thing. Let me read to you what it says in the Medrash. There are four cups. Okay, it's not a Medrash, it is a Yerushalmi. Okay, it's Yerushalmi in Masechet Pesachim, Da Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, Minayin Li Arba Koisos. How do you know, what's the source for having four cups of wine on the night of Pesach? So the Gemara in the Yerushalmi gives many, many answers, and then the Gemara comes along at the end and says, V'rabbanan Amri Kineged Dalid Koisos Shel Puranus, four cups of punishment. Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Osid LeHashkois Es Umos Olam. What are they? The first on the list is the pasuk right here that we are about to read. The pasuk of Kaches Akois Hayayin Hachema Hazois. Take the wine, this wine of anger in Yirmiyah. The second pasuk is at the very end of Sefer Yirmiyah. Kois Zohov Biad Bavel. I'm sorry, Kois Zohov Bavel Biad Hashem. A gold cup of Bavel is in the hands of Hashem. And that cup, the pasuk goes on to say, will be given to Bavel to drink. The third reference is in Tehillim. Ki Kois Biad Hashem. And the fourth reference is also in Tehillim. Yamter Al Rishohim. Pachim Eish the Gophris, the Ruach Zal Afois, Minos Koisom. And a spirit of Zal Afois, which means poison, will be the portion of their cup, Minas Koisom. So this is a Yerushalmi in Masechet Pesachim, which collects four psukim, two from Yirmiyah, two from Tehillim, and says that the day will come when the nations of the world will be given to drink these four cups of wine, and that is why we, corresponding to the four cups that they drink as punishment for what they've done to us, we who have been redeemed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Ahel Nivchar, we drink four cups of wine the night of Pesach. And again, the Gra says, we not only do we drink four cups of wine, we also on the night of Pesach prepare the four cups of wine for the Umos Olam by spilling out some of the wine when we focus on the cruelty that they were instrumental, what they have done to us when we take out wine, when we say that Tzachadash Be'acha. What? Also a medrash. Also a medrash. Okay, there are multiple sources for this. Okay, now let's see what it says over these pesukim. Here we go. Starting with pasuk Tezvav Ki Koyim Hashem Elokei Yisrael Eli. Kach take es kois hayayin hacheimo hazos. It is called the cup of wrath. The cup of wine hacheimo of wrath hazos miyodi vihishkiso oso es kol hagoyim. Es here is to be interpreted as if it said el. Give it to drink to all the nations. Asher nochi shlech oischa alehem to whom I send it to you. I want you to take the cup, and I want you to go around the world. You're going on a world tour. You're going to be the Secretary of State, and you're going to fly all over the world. And wherever you go, you're going to present them with a bottle of wine. And this, you'll tell them, is the kois hachema, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's my mission. Vishasu, when you give it to the nations to drink, they will drink. Vihisgo'ashu, and they will quiver. It's poison. When they drink, they're going to shake. Vihishoilolu, and they will become deranged. Mivnei hacherev asher anochi sholeach beinosam, because of the sword that I'm sending upon them. This cup of wine is just an omen. It's just the beginning of what's coming to them. Pasuk Yitzayin. Vo'ekach, so Yirmiyah says, I listened to Hashem. Hashem, you told me to take this cup, and you told me I should go and give to drink. Vo'ekach es akos miyad Hashem va'ashke es kol hagoyim asher shulachani Hashem aleihem. And in my vision, I did this. This obviously was a nevuah. He did this. He took the cup of wine and he brought it to all the nations and he gave them to drink. Es, now here is something very, very frightening. Who did he give the cup of wine to drink? We have now here a very long, very, very long list of nations. I'm going to go through this super fast. All the nations who he gave the cup to drink. But what is extremely disturbing, and it is the topic of a very, very insightful medrash, is the first one on the list is Yerushalayim. Now that's not supposed to be. This is the Kos HaTarela. This is supposed to be for the Umos Olam. Yerushalayim drinks the Dal of Kosas to Leil Pesach. Why is Yerushalayim also drinking this cup of poison? The answer is because they deserve it. Because of all of their sins, they're also going to have to suffer also to some degree. But let's see, then we'll discuss the Medrash after we go through the Pesach. Number one is Es Yerushalayim. V'yes Ar Yehuda, V'yes Melech Ritzkins, V'yes Sodecha, L'Seis Osam L'Charba, to bring upon them destruction, l'shama, desolation, l'shreika, whistling, v'liklala, and curse, kayem hazeh. Who else? Es paroi melech Mitzrayim, v'yes avadov, v'yes sorov, his princes, v'yes kolamo. Next, v'es kol ho'erev. Now this is a complex term. Erev means the multitude. It means the melting pot, or the land which has a mixture, like one of the makos is erev, orof, a mixture of animals, wild animals, all different types of wild animals. So here as well, it means es he'erev, a mixture of many different nations. Okay, so what does it say over here in the Mitzudos? We're going to see different interpretations. The Mitzudos, just jump for a moment, Pastor Koff, he says, Sh'am ha-mekubots me'amim rabim. Okay, so he says, there are different interpretations. It's a nation that includes many nations. Kemovagam erev rav. Erev rav was the mixed multitude. Okay, next. The eis kol malchei eretz ho'utz. The land of Utz. The eis kol malchei eretz pelishtim. This Ashkelon, V'etz Azov, these were the capitals. These are the capitals. These are the five major cities of the Pelishtim. Ashkelon, V'etz Azov, V'etz Ekroin, V'etz She'eris, Ashdod, and the remnants of Ashdod. Es Edom, V'etz Moav, V'etz Bnei Amon, V'etz Kol Malchi Tzor, V'etz Kol Malchi Tzidon, V'etz Malchi Ho'i, the islands, Asher Be'ever Hayom, the islands on the other side of the Yam, V'etz Dedon, V'etz Teva, this is the name of a nation, Dedon, do we know what this is today? Dedan?
It's mentioned in Torah, in Bereishis.
Dedan.
It's all speculation.
The S Tema.
Some say
it's
Asia Minor.
Asia Minor. The S Tema. The S Buz. The S Kol Kitzutzei Peya. All of the edge. The edge of the side. Kitzutzei means the edge. Peya means the side. All of the nations on the extreme edge of the inhabited world. So where does that refer? The Far East? Maybe the Far East? America? Australia? Iceland? Greenland? The North Pole? The South Pole? What exactly are we referring to? I have no idea. The Yes Kol Malchei Arof. So similarly, these are the Arabs, right? The Arab nations, the nomads. The Yes Kol Malchei Ho'erev, the kings of the Erev. Again, what is that? The Erev here again refers to the another nation. Hashoichnim that dwell Bamidbar.
Bedouins.
Okay. Hashoichnim who dwell Bamidbar. The Eis Kol Malchei Zimri. The Eis Kol Malchei Elam. Now Elam, we already know what that is. The Eis Kol Malchei Modoi. Zimri, I don't know if we know what Zimri is, but Elam and Modoi. The Eis Kol Malchei Hatzafon. The kings of the north, Hakrivim, Horochim, those that are close to Zafar, Ish Elochiv. V'yis kol mamluchos aretz asher al pnei hadama u'melach sheshach yishte achareihem. Who is this king of Sheshach? This mysterious king. He gets acharoin acharoin chavif. He gets less licks. Okay, so why does he get afterwards? I don't know. Okay, now let's go through these psukim first. Let's stop over here and let's see what it says in the Mefarshim. Let's go back to Pasuk Tes. From Pasuk Tezvav until Pasuk Chav Zayin in the Mitzudos David, Eskos Hayayin Hachema Himshil Chamas Hashem Ugzeres Haparonis Liayin Hamabalbalas Hamoyach. Wine is a mashal for the Gezerah of Paranus that's going to come upon the nations of the world, because wine intoxicates, wine dulls a person's senses, just like Paranus will also dull people's senses. The Yishchisa Ratzolaymar, Hisnabe Alehem, give over these words of prophecy. The Hisko Ashu, they will quiver. The His Oilulu, and they will become deranged. Yinu Bitnua Chazaka, they will shake with an intense shaking.
Violent.
What?
Violently.
The Yishtatu. And they will become foolish. They will lose their seichel me'emas hacheref asher ashaleach b'nehem, from the sword that I'm sending upon them. Pasuk Gitzayin vo'ekach v'tzen olaymar kibalti ha'nevuah. As Yirmiyah says, I accepted the nevuah v'dibesi lohem, and I gave all the words of prophecy. Pasuk Yuches es Yisholayim choyzer l'malo sh'amar v'hishkisa es Yerushalayim. Who is going to drink from this cup of wine? The first one is Yerushalayim. V'yes milocheha. Im kilo haya ella melech echad amar melech echa. The Mitzudos is asking a very simple question. There is only one king, so why then does it say b'loshen rabim? Kigam b'nei hamelech nikru b'shem melechim. The children, the princes, are also called the kings. Kayoim hazeh ki yim yokasav sefer sifroi achar hachorban. So why does it say that it's going to become a destruction like can be seen today? What do you mean today? When this prophecy was revealed, everyone was at peace. All the nations of the world were still fine. They're still there. So it means that this was revised after Yirmiyah wrote his Sefer Yirmiyah after the Churban. So then he's referring back to what happened. Ki Yirmiyah kasav Sefer achar haChurban v'zeh amar kayom hazeh sheheimo charivim dehavurim destroyed. Pasuk Chaf. Kol ha'erev, all of the nations, all of the erev, am a nation hamikubatz me'amim rabim, a nation of immigrants. a nation of immigrants. That's really what it means. Kimo v'gam erev rav. Es Ashkelon harei orei pelishtim she'eris Ashdod. Yitachein she'nechrova ad lobo Nebuchadnezzar. Ashdod was destroyed before Nebuchadnezzar came. V'nishar bo she'eris. The reason why it's called the she'eris Ashdod and it's not called Ashdod is because Ashdod at this point in time already did not exist. Who destroyed it does not say. Maybe Klal Yisrael destroyed them. They destroyed the Plishtim, and that's why they just called the Sheiris. Ha'ai, the island cities, Kivutzas Ho'iyim Asher Bipa'as Hayam, a collection of islands in the Mediterranean. Seemingly Mediterranean, I'm assuming. Kitzutze Pe'ya, Hashachim, Biktzavos Pe'as Olam, those who reside at the edge of the world. Pasuk of Dalit, Malchei Erev, Shem Umaman, name of a nation, Malchei Ho'erev, Shem Ho'arvoyim, these are the Arabs. Ish El Ochiv, Kois Hachemo, Yishtu Ze Achar Ze, B'samuch Lo Ritzalayma, Kulam Yilku, Yilku Ze Achar Ze, everyone will drink sequentially, one after the other, which is symbolic that each one will be destroyed.
Is this the order of the destruction?
Seemingly, yeah. That's what it seems. Umelach Sheshach hu Bavel. Ah, so Sheshach, and Sheshach is in Atbash. Umelach Bavel hu Bavel the Atbash. V'chei Nigra b'Soif HaSefer, and that's how he's described in Perek Nun. Perek Nun, there is also called Sheshach. So Sheshach indeed is Bavel. Yishte Acharehem. Ritzon Eloimar, hu Yilke Achar Kulam b'Soif, Bavel will drink at the end, he will be destroyed at the end. Let's see now Rashi. Pasik tes vav in Rashi kois hayayin achema nivuas hapuronis v'yishkisa oitzo, you'll give them to drink hanavi hinabe lohem shlo toshuv od b'shuv teshuva, prophesy to them that they will no longer return, they will no longer, it's too late. V'yiskoashu v'yishtagun, it means they will go crazy. V'his hoilalu l'shon hoilalus yishtatu foolishness. They will become foolish. Pasuk Yitches kayoy mazek kasher ha'im ayom le'achar achurban kasav yom yisif osin l'mesus, that this refers to after the korban. Pasuk Chaf v'yeskol ho'erev kol sum chavasa asher aro arva paro u'mishantoy aleihem lazar, all of the supports, all of the Erevs, so he has over there a
support, meaning allies.
So I think he has a new interpretation, not what it says in the Mitzvahs, that it means all of the mixed multitude. It means all of the nations that you, like a co-signer, an Orev. An Orev is someone whom the lender relies upon. And that's what the guarantor.
Guarantee.
Yeah. That's the Greek word, guarantee. So the cosign of all of the nations, if you go back to Pasuk Chav refers to Paro Melech Mitzrayim v'yiskol ha'erev, all of the nations upon which, I'm assuming that Klal Yisrael relied upon. This was the major criticism that Hashem gave Klal Yisrael. Why are you relying upon Paro? That he is going to come to your aid when the Nebuchadnezzar attacks. So it seems, according to Rashi, we did not just rely upon Paro, there were other nations. There was a coalition upon whom we relied upon, and that's what the Pasuk here means. First it says in the Pasuk Yites, Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, V'yes Avdo, V'yes Sodo, V'yes Kolamo, V'yes Kol Ha'eref, and upon all of the guarantors, not just for all of those that were assistants to Paro to guarantee our safety. The alliance is V'yes Kol Malchi Eretz Utz. So that's how Rashi seems to translate it. I mean, this is based upon what it says in the Targum. Targum says the word sumchavosa. Sumchavosa means smichos, people upon whom you rely. Next, pasuk habeis v'yismalchei ha'ai kol elu shemona adkan ha'i, the malchei of the islands, kol elu shemona adkan shecheni eretz yisrael heim, they're all neighbors. Kitzutze peya, the hamuktzim biktze oiso haruach, which are at the edge of that side. Pasuk avdal malchei erev Arabia, v'yes malchei erev. So he has erev, does not, it's name of a nation. Name of a nation, which not like the Kitzutze, it's name of a nation. V'yes malchei erev, Sumchavasa shall arrive all of the alliances. Same exact thing. He's saying the same exact thing in Pasuk Chavdal. You look in Pasuk Chavdal inside, the Esmalchi Arov, that's Aravya, the Eskol Malchi Ha'erev, all of the alliances that are, all of the nations that are associated with Arov. Same way that he translated this above, he's translating over here in this Pasuk as well. Sheshach, Sheshach Hu Bavel. Okay, now we do the Radak. Radak Pasik Tezav Kikoi Omar Hashem Kach Veshkisa Hakol Bimare Hanavua. Nothing here happened literally. Everything over here was Bimare Hanavua, this entire perek. Hayayin Hachema, the wine of anger, Chosar Hanismoch, Umishbotoi Hayayin Yayin Hachema, Uchemo Ho'om Hamilchama, Hasefer Hanigna, Vadem Lohem. So what is missing over here? It should say over here, Hayayin, Hayayin Shel Hachema. I think what he means is that you should have over here the word Shel. Okay, these two words go together. I don't know more than that. Vishasu Vihisko Ashu. They will drink and become foolish. Hispoel Murkov Impoal Shlo Niskar Poalo. Vinyanoi inyin vatigash vatirash oretz. It means they will shake. There means the earth will quake. They will drink it and they will quiver. That is how the Mitsudos translates. So it seems that the Radak is learning like the Mitsudos, not like Rash that says it means they'll become foolish. Vihis hoy lalu inyin hoilulus. Vuhu hispoel murkav impoal hadem lemurk lemeruba. Some type of grammatical term which means action. They are going to shake when they drink from this cup. Pasuk Yitzayin Vo'ekach Vo'eshka Hakol B'mar Nevuah Yitches Es Yushalayim Hi Shos Shesosa Techila. Yushalayim drank first. Ki Kol Ilah Hagoyim Laku Ayidin Nevuchanetzah V'shana Rishana Shomalach V'hi Hashana Harviyas Liyayokam Bo Al Yerushalayim. Nevuchanetzah came to attack Yerushalayim first. Yes, Melochecha, Yehoyakim, Yehoyakim, Vitzikiyahu, the kings. So he's learning over here, not like the Mitsudos, that the plural refers to the princes, but rather refers to the three sons of Yoshiyahu. Esareha, Beloy, Vav. It's princes. The word does not have a Vav. It's going to be Lishreka, whistling, Beloy, Vav. Yes, Kol, Ho, Erev. Am, a nation, nikubots, that is collected, me'amim, nis'arvu yachat, immigrants, a nation that is comprised of multiple nations. V'tirgim yonason sum chavosa, he quotes what Rashi says, it means lashon arvuvya, now I'm not sure what the word sum chavosa means, I thought it meant a guarantor. Arvuvya, he seems to translate the word sumchavasa to mean a mixed multitude. So maybe there is a machlokes even what the translation of the Targum is. Targum is supposed to be simple, but it seems over here that the Radak and Rashi are coming to differ as to the precise translation of the Targum sumchavasa. Rashi said it means to rely upon. He seems to say sumchavasa means a mixture. The S called Malchi Eretz Polishim, Shor Eretz Polishim, Lovad Ha'arim, Vaniskodos, Vachinkos, Vesefer Shmuel Achash Shazachar Ha'arim, Be'in Tchure Hazahov, the hemorrhoids of gold. Amar Od Meir Mirzov Yad Kafar Peroz, Vlod Zachar Heina Gas, Kili Shol Ha'isa, Kidav Lokham Yaplishim, Kumar Shakos, Vidiv Ha'yamim. Vayikach is Gas, Vnosechem Yaplishim, Vihimeseg Ha'amo, Haniskeris, Vesefer Shmuel. Okay, so he's asking a question, what happened to Gas? Gas was one of the major cities of the Pelishtim. Why is Gas missing? So he says, because Gas was already conquered by Eretz Yisrael. So that's why they didn't exist anymore. Via Sheris Ashtod, Niraki, Kishakol, Kishlokim, Vanetza, Mamotza, Nechreves, Mitzosa, Aide Melch, Mitzrayim, Uzulosai, and that's why it's the Sheiris of Ashtod, not Ashtod. We had it before. This Malche Ho'i, Ain Boy Kol, the Sefer Muga. And what does that mean? Okay. Ein boy, ein. It says over here. Let's finish up over here. Ein boy call. Ein boy call b'sefer muga. I think I don't know what this means. I don't know what he means.
It doesn't say call malche.
It just says v'e. It doesn't say call malche. V'e smalche I find it. Kitzutze peya. Hashaychnim b'ktzei ha'olam b'pe'asa ki ha'peya hi keitz ha'davar, it's the edge. We understand here again, mak pei pa'asa, the edge of the side. Pasuk of Dal, v'yes kol malchei erev v'heim ha'arvoyim ha'yoshim ha'olam, these are the Arabs that live in tents, k'mo shenemar lo yahil sham aravi, an aravi will not make his tent over there. V'yes kol malchei Ha'erev hashoychvim b'midbar lefi shezoch l'malav yes kol erev perish hina ki eleheim achedim sheheim shachnim. These other ones live in the desert. Yes kol malchei zimri evshak ki zimri hu mizimron b'bnei keturah, is also one of the Arab nations from keturah. Hamamluchos aretz ba hasmichos imahei hayedia hamamluchos shloi kiminag beroy v'chein bo kimohu halishkois hakodesh hayisad ha'erek. The Hadayim Luchem Ma'atim, different grammatical expression which have the hey, this hey. Umelach Sheshach, Melch Bavel Chayin Tegim Yonison, Sheshach, He, Bavel, Bavel, Ba'alpha Beisa, the At Bash. We need to change the first of the list and the coin turns into Bavel. Okay, so these are the nations. Fine. I just want to make a one point. This is a very fascinating matter. The measure here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu recruited Yirmiyah, Hashem said to Yirmiyah, I'm giving you a mission to be a Navi. And Yirmiyah said, what kind of Navi? A Navi to predict gloom and doom. So Yirmiyah said, I don't want. Why should I take a job, a miserable job, where you only predict gloom and doom? So Hashem said, don't worry, I'm not telling you to predict gloom and doom to Klal Yisrael. Navi lagoyim shilachtiha. I'm sending you to be a Navi to the nations of the world to predict for the nations of the world gloom and doom. So Yirmiyah said, okay, that's okay. As long as I'm not going to predict and give over prophecy of gloom and doom for Klal Yisrael, I can handle it. So Hashem sends him out, and he goes out, and then all of a sudden Hashem gives him a mission to say gloom and doom for Klal Yisrael. So Yirmiyah says, that wasn't part of the job. Hashem says, too bad. Basically, it's part of the job also. Even though primarily your goal was to say Nevuah for the Umos HaOlam, but you also have to say some prophecy for Klal Yisrael. And it gives a mashal. It's a very, very frightening mashal. It's a very insightful mashal, which requires much more elaboration. Mashal Madar V'Domer, a person becomes a Kohen Gadol. And he's trained and recruited, and he's trained to be a Kohen Gadol. Part of being a Kohen Gadol, or being a Kohen, is you learn how to administer the Mei Saita, the waters of a Saita. When a woman comes and her husband accuses her of being unfaithful, she's coming to Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen rips off her head covering, rips off her clothing, and gives her to drink from the Mei HaSaita. So the Kohen's all excited. He studied for Smicha, he got Yardeya, Chesha Mishpat, Matam Chayres, and then they teach him how to bring Korbanos, and they teach him how to be administer the Mei Saita. And here he is, first day on the job, and they say, okay, today a Saita is coming to the Beis HaMikdash. He's all excited. This is what he's been trained to do. He comes in and he gets everything ready, and the Saita has her head covered, and part of the process, he take off the head covering, uncover the hair. He pulls it off, and who is it? It's his mother. It's his mother. And he faints. And the Kohen faints. This is not what I signed up for. I didn't sign up to be a Kohen Gadol to administer the Mesoita to my mother. And that's the Gemara says, this mashal is a mashal for Yirmiyahu Hanavi. What? Enochinami, you could, but this is not what he expects. So this is the mashal for Yirmiyahu Hanavi. Yirmiyahu Hanavi was recruited. It's a great job to be a Kohen Gadol. It's a great job to be a Navi LaHashem. Think of all the cover you're going to get. You're a Navi, you're going to go down. You're going to go down as one of the prophets. We'll be learning here in the morning, Koilel. We're going to be learning Yirmiyahu. It's a great job.
I don't know.
So Hashem, so here, what's part of the job? So Hashem says, you know, there are some unpleasant things, but it's not no gay you.
It's
not no gay you. There are some unpleasant things. You're going to have to go and give over prophecy to the nations of the bad things. You'll give also, you're going to give to drink the kois hatarel. It's also part of the medrash. You're going to give to drink the kois hatarel, the cup of poison. To who? To the nations of the world, to those that are deserving. And then when Yirmiyah gets the job and he's signed up, who's the first one that comes in to get a drink? Yerushalayim. So Yirmiyah says, Hashem, that's not what I signed up for. Hashem says, I'm sorry, it's part of the job. It's part of the job. Obviously, there's a lot more to, a lot of depth in this, but we'll leave it with that. Okay, we'll stop here.